Let's check in with travel expert Odanta Forbes, who joins us each week to review some of the travel news headlines and get her travel tip of the week. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Odanta Forbes. OdantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Odanta.
Hi, Sandy. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Let's review some of the headlines from the travel industry. I guess it's just official now, the COVID restrictions that we talked about last week. The government made it official with their announcement.
Yes. They said they're dropping all the COVID-19 measures at borders as of yesterday, meaning travelers will no longer need to provide proof of vaccination when entering Canada or wear masks on planes. So all travelers, regardless of citizenship, will no longer have to submit public health information through the ArriveCan app or website, undergo pre- or on-arrival testing, as well as other lifting of restrictions. So very good news. The measures also apply to cruise ships, so passengers will no longer be required to take pre-board tests, be vaccinated, or use ArriveCan.
Yeah, very good news. This is an interesting story from the U.S., new rules on airline pricing.
That's right. So President Joe Biden announced a new initiative that would eventually allow consumers to see a more complete price on airline tickets, including baggage and change fees before they buy, as the White House continues to search for ways to lower costs for Americans amidst persistently high inflation. The White House says the proposed rule from the Transportation Department will prevent airlines from hiding the true cost of airline tickets, which would help consumers save money up front and encourage more competition among airlines to offer better fares. The requirement will apply not only to airlines directly, but also to third-party search sites such as Kayak and Expedia. And the fare information would be required on all commercial flights to, within, and from the United States.
Yeah, I suppose at the end of the day, it's good to know what your final cost is going to be. Now, speaking of discounts and things like that and airfare pricing, interesting story about Canada's new airlines that have started up recently.
Right. So right now, the number of discount airlines in our country is 4. And while these airlines are focusing on offering cheap fares, there really hasn't been a noticeable impact on overall ticket prices, and there are questions about whether the air travel industry is large enough to support so many carriers. Some experts say that there's not enough passengers to keep them afloat, and Canada has already had a long history of bankruptcies and failures in the aviation industry. Some comments say that they're going to have some consolidation because discount carriers face stiff financial challenge to offer low ticket prices during a time when fuel, labor, and airport costs are at an all-time high. And this is as per former WestJet chief executive Greg Sereski. He thinks survival will only come if investors continue to pour more cash into the operation. They're private companies, so we really won't see exactly what's happening to them financially.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'd be interesting to watch, yeah, and certainly the track record of low-cost carriers in Canada has not been good, but having said that, I like the competition. It's good. I hope they all manage to stay in business and provide services.
Right, and just more than just Canada, or pardon me, Calgary, Toronto. Our roots within Canada.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also, too, airlines make a lot of money. Speaking of that previous story about baggage fees and seat selection, that's really where they make their money.
Right. And as we talked about last week, Sunwing just came out with a fee for carry-on baggage, which I'm sure many of the other airlines are going to follow suit, if not done so already.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all. Let's do your travel tip of the week now.
Right. So I thought, well, I would share some tips for a great day of travel. So always leave earlier than necessary for flights, ferries, or trains, and allow more time than you think is necessary to get there. When choosing your seat, keep in mind that the aisle seat does have its advantages. It allows you, if necessary, to easily get the items you need out of the overhead bin. And then also having a seat in the exit row on an aisle makes it easier to get up if you have to use the restroom. Carry a small amount of cash in local currency. You never know when a problem with your bank or credit card company will cause a card to be denied. and plan meal times. Maybe you're a diabetic or you have little kids. Do a little thinking about where and what you're going to eat before you even leave your house, as there may not be meal service on your flight or in transit.
Yeah, I like the idea. I do like the aisle seat, by the way.
Do you?
Yeah, because I can't really, like, if I have a window seat, I can't really see much anyways because I'm too tall. I see more from the aisle seat, actually. So I like them.
Yeah, it does have its, I guess, advantages. And for me, I like window because I like to just fall asleep against the window.
There you go. Orlando Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Orlando Forbes. And her website is OrlandoForbes.com. We will do this again next week. Thanks, Ananta.
Thank you. Have a good week.